You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So I believe it was at the beginning of last hour, and we shared with you a story from the Kansas City Star. And let me just read a portion of it again. And the commissioner has actually called us and would like to chat. This is from the Star over the weekend. Wyandotte County commissioners are calling on ethics officials to weigh in after a fellow commissioner allegedly threw up his hands and mimed
an adult activity
pleasuring practice during a recent public meeting. Board members Mike Kane and Andrew Davis, during Thursday's regular commission meeting, called on the Unified Government of Wyandotte County, its Ethics Commission, to review a video showing District 6 Commissioner Philip Lopez making what they claimed was a lewd gesture during a public meeting on July 31st. And Commissioner Lopez is joining us. Mr. Lopez, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. If you missed our hour before, Commissioner, and we appreciate you calling in, I did not understand what the big deal was here. We kind of, quite frankly, thought it was funny. And I don't understand why we're talking about an ethics probe here, quite frankly.
Right. Well, it's probably most likely I'm running for the at-large seat, and they're probably looks like to me is that they're trying to smear my campaign because they're backing my opponent. But basically, a little backstory about me. I'm just a savage cowboy at the end of the day, and I was a bull rider in high school. I'm 49 years old now, and then I've been in heavy construction. I was an electrical lineman, so I've always done hard manual labor my entire life. So I don't know if I have. I never went to the doctor. That's just one thing. I don't really care about going to the doctor unless I'm dying, I guess. But that being said, I don't know if I have carpal tunnel arthritis in my wrist. So there's previous meetings that are on YouTube, you know, and I'm always shaking my hand because I get irritation, especially before it's going to rain.
Sure.
So then I shake my hands and rub my wrist, and some lady pretty much, you know, another one of the commissioners probably put her up to it and was saying all kinds of allegations like that. And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, we've got more important things to talk about. So why are we trying to divert the conversation? And we're talking about our budget. We're talking about, you know, misuse of funds, a lot of spending, and we need to focus on the real conversation. So why are we veering off the road on something so fifth grade?
Commissioner, the gesture they're referring to was allegedly made during the meeting more than 5 hours into the evening. And so I think people, and I haven't seen the video, but I think people were making the assumption that if I had to sit there and, you know, watch paint dry for 5 hours, that is a gesture that signifies, let's wrap this up and be done, and I'm bored to tears. I understand that. Are you denying that it was that eye-roll gesture in nature? You're saying this was a misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah, it was a complete misunderstanding. And they're trying to – that's just that, – that's their little game. They're always – you know, yeah, that's their little game. And honestly, I'm probably the only one up there that's not a politician. I just call it like it is. And God forbid if somebody gets butthurt over, well, I didn't, you know, I'm not politically correct on my words. Well, you know what? Who cares? At the end of the day, you know, there might be feelings hurt and whatnot, but we're turning taps and we're moving forward.
Well, but Commissioner, if I may, and I'm 54 going on 14, which is to say a little bit immature, and I'm not saying that you don't have carpal tunnel or that, your explanation for this is not the truth. If I lived in Wyandotte County, though, and during a five-hour meeting, if I happened to bore myself for 5 hours sitting through that garbage, and I looked up there and you were my county commissioner and I saw you make that gesture with your hand, which is to say going up and down and
we know
the universal code for you're boring the hell out of me, you would be more likely to get my vote if I saw you make that gesture than if you were to then to tell me later, oh, you know, I've got carpal tunnel. I'd be like, oh, come on. Please tell me you were making that gesture to be in, to insult somebody.
Well, right. Well, a five-hour meeting is nothing. It's usually 8 hours, 9 hours. There's been times that we've adjourned at 2:30 in the morning. So, yeah, that. And honestly, if you was to pull up previous meetings, and you'll see me even I'm on the Economics Finance Committee. Even in those meetings, I'm sitting there, I'm shaking my hand. In fact, one of my friends, she's an older lady, she's my mom's friend, she called me up and she's like, you know what? I caught myself doing the same thing just a little bit ago because my wrist was bothering me.
She was doing it.
And then I've had other construction workers call me, or they're like, are you serious? He's like, dude, we do that all the time because we...
Okay,
you know,
so Commissioner, I am just going to say this. We looked at the video because the Kansas City Star had a link to it. I didn't see it earlier. You make that maneuver 9 times. I counted. And I'm not denying that you have wrist issues if you rode bulls or worked in construction your whole life. Maybe there is a different maneuver to relieve the pain in your wrist than that one because, you know, to the untrained eye, it does sort of look like in a boring meeting. Yeah.
Well,
Commissioner, I'm on your side here because I don't think there should be an ethics probe, but I'm going to tell you.
I don't either.
It sort of does look like that. So maybe there's a different way you could, you know, next time.
Well, yeah. You know, I actually called ethics and I said, hey, and I said, let's get this hammered out right now. I'm not going to wait for you guys to call me. So let's just get this hammered out right now. So, but they, yeah, I don't know how far I can go in with that.
Did you really use the term hammered out with the ethics commission?
Commissioner.
I know. See, again, I'm just a savage cowboy. I'm not a politician. And that's why my constituents like me. They love me because I'm not all, you know, we're a blue collar county and, usually I wear a dirty ball cap, and a couple of commissioners are like, hey, you probably should take that off. I'm like, okay. But then they're like, no, we like, you know, I was like thinking maybe I should take a class for my vocabulary and try to work on my words. And everybody's like, no, we like how you talk.
Commissioner, will you just keep us posted and let us know how everything turns out, okay?
Oh my God. So just put it this way. I mean, sometimes dealing with these ding-dongs over there is like getting jacked off with a breast pump.
Okay. I gotta stop you there. You can't say that on the radio.
And we've dumped the commissioner. Oh, my God.
Well, he did say that his language is not polished.
No, it's not.
Mr. Lopez, thank you so much for your time. Commissioner Lopez.
Very, very funny. If you're listening on the app,
oh my.
You heard a great one-liner.
I believe him, and let me tell you why. As silly as it is, as silly as this is, I believe him, and I'm going to tell you why. If you are making that motion in a lewd way to signal boredom, it's usually twice.
Okay.
He is sitting there. I've watched the video. He does it 9 times. That is not, we all have seen people do that. And yes, it's not appropriate and whatever, but it's usually 1, 2. He goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No one does that when they're making a point and they're bored. But I do think he needs to explore other ways to relieve the pressure in his wrist because it. I can see where people saw that and thought, that's inappropriate, like his last comment.
913.
What's that like exactly?
I can't.
Can't make it up. You can't make it up.
So Dana will be back in a minute. In fact, she's coming in now. She had to go down to the front door. The Mission police were here. And apparently somebody called 911 and then hung up.
Sam?
Sam?
It wasn't me.
Okay.
They were actually asking, because we haven't had this happen in a long time, they were asking if you have to dial 9 to dial out in the building. And I laughed and I said, no one ever uses the desk phones here. And I think it's 8 to dial out, isn't it?
It used to be. You don't have to do anything anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were lovely, I'm sure.
Speaking of police, they are lovely.
It was likely somebody smacked their Apple Watch on something or accidentally activated it in their pocket.
Okay.
But how would they know it was from here then?
They can geofence.
All right. Speaking of police, I reached out to our friends at Overland Park today. This is going to be a topic I don't know when, but I do want to talk about it because I'm trying to figure out specifically on Shawnee Mission Parkway. That could be Merriam, that could be Mission, it could be OP, further down at Shawnee. So we talked about this last week, Sam. I have noticed, and our listeners had a grievance about it last Friday.
Mm-hmm. It was a great grievance.
That during rush hour on Shawnee Mission Parkway, which is supposed to be 45, 50 miles an hour, but let's be honest, we've seen people do worse, right? I'm not saying it's okay, but people speed on that parkway.
I mean, if Ward Parkway is the Autobahn of Kansas City, Shawnee Mission Parkway is the Autobahn of Johnson County.
So, unfortunately, Sam, there is a business just west of here that has one location on the left side.
North side.
And one location on the right side.
South side.
Are you going to get a good deal, I guarantee you?
Maybe.
We're not going to name the business, but the business specializes in automotive sales.
So a woman calls in and says someone is going to be killed because there are workers darting back and forth on Shawnee Mission Parkway. And I had seen it. I'm not going to lie. I've seen it. And I remember thinking at the time, and I said this on the air about a year ago. I go, what are people doing running back and forth? Somebody is going to get hit and killed.
I saw it every single day when I drove that corridor.
And so for a while I was like, is it because there's some therapy places there? It's kind of a mixed use hodgepodge of businesses right there. Anyway,
that's right.
We are driving Saturday and I see one of them doing the Frogger look before you leap. And you can tell they're like, okay, I'm going to try to time this. And they start to dart out, and then they stop. And I said to Johnny, I go, I said, someone is going to be struck and killed going back and forth there. There is no median. You are just darting across, hoping you can stall in the middle for a little bit to then continue darting across. So I reached out to Overland Park today, and I said, we're going to need you to call in at some point to Lacey. I said, is that your stretch of road there? And then what can we do?
I'm almost positive.
And here's why, Scott. Look, if you are the owner of a business there, and as the owner, you find it necessary to put your life at risk darting across a parkway where people are driving 65 and shouldn't, I suppose that's you, right? That's on you. Mm-hmm. But the employees that I've seen doing this look to be in their mid-20s. And when we were in our mid-20s, Scott, if our boss told us to do something...
You did it.
You did it. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a better way. There are sidewalks. There is a crosswalk. There's actually a stoplight and a crosswalk maybe 50 yards away.
Ooh.
Which would... Am I wrong, Sam?
The main business... This is going to be tough.
Okay. All right. You're
right. The main business is in Overland Park.
The other's in Merriam.
The secondary
south,
lot.
The south lot is in Merriam. I just looked it up too.
They have to stop darting back and forth across what is essentially a highway. I'm sorry. And I don't know.
The nearest crosswalk, by the way, would be up by the QT.
It's,
Santa Fe Drive.
It's you know.
There is one just west
of there. There's Craig Street.
Now we're getting dangerously close to identifying the business.
There's one just west of there. And so my first question is it illegal just to dart across a highway? I think we have a police officer in here. I think the answer is probably yes.
I don't think he came in here wanting to be interviewed by a couple of dum-dums.
That was one of my questions for Overland Park or Merriam or Mission or whoever it is. Is it illegal to do that? Pedestrians are not supposed to be on the highway. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
You know, also frowned upon to dial 911 when there's no emergency, but here we are. And then isn't there a better way? Like, I don't know, taking a car because that's the business you're in.
Yeah, we can either get Merriam or we can get
Scott.
And by the way, Craig Street is
going
the closest crosswalk
to be killed.
Yes. The other day, I told you this on Friday. I was driving home, and this young lady was wearing I don't remember what a fast food company she worked for. And there is a sidewalk on stretch of Shawnee Mission Parkway.
On the north side, is a sidewalk.
That's right. And I was on the north side because I was going home, which is to say going west. She was walking in the gutter on Shawnee Mission Parkway at 6:05 at night.
Rush hour. This was rush hour Friday.
Almost begging to be killed.
The reason I bring it up, and I said this in the car when we passed it, and I didn't realize, Sam, you saw it every single day, but now I see it every single day.
I see it every night.
Is that, you know, when Jack first graduated, he worked at a car dealership. His very first job out of college, he worked at Tesla for a year, okay? For 1 year he was there, and then he moved on to another job. And I'm telling you right now, I think if his boss had said, I need you to run across state line road during rush hour, I know that he would have done it because his boss told him to do it. And so
it's your job.
It's your job. Yeah. But that being said, as a mother, I would be furious that someone had asked him to do that, because in your 20s, you know this, Scott, you are trying to move up. You are trying to please. I'm going to do a good job. They tell me I've got to run across the street to do this. I'm going to run across the street to do it.
Yep.
And so again, I go back to if you are the owner and you want to take your own life into your own hands, going back and forth for whatever you're doing, that's one thing. But if they're asking employees to do it, someone has got to step in and say, you can't do that.
I would be willing to bet they're not asking the employees to do it. I would be willing, because most of the guys that I see are middle-aged. They're in nice shirts. You know, they don't look like the detailer, right? They don't look like somebody said, hey, go fetch that car from across the street.
Yeah.
They look like they were one of the sales guys who has a client standing inside the main portion of that dealership saying, hey, I'd love to look at your...
Right.
Whatever model. Okay, I got that across the street. That dealer or that salesman every single time will cross that street to try to make that sale.
But the map says it's a service center across
and
the street.
And Sam, I'm going to tell you, it's unfortunate that those locations are on opposite sides of a very busy parkway, but it is what it is. And for me, just from a liability standpoint, you would say, we're not going to allow it anymore, because it's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. And I don't want anyone driving home just trying to get home after a long day's work. I don't want a motorist to strike somebody there.
I am always 10 and 2 when I get near that part of the parkway, because more often than not, there is somebody standing in the middle of the road.
Oh, I always said the old neighborhood I lived in, constantly people would walk down the middle of the street at night. The trauma that I would have for the rest of my life.
Oh. Dude,
after killing somebody with my vehicle, even though I was just driving down a road.
There's not enough therapy in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd be meeting with the good doctor for a long time if I hit somebody. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's get to the phones. Vanessa in Overland Park. And remember, we do not name businesses on the show. Go ahead.
Got it. Hi there. You guys were talking about the people kind of crossing back and forth on Shawnee Mission Parkway, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the reason why is there's one part of the business on one side of the street that sells used cars, and then on the other side is the financing office for that business. So the sales guys will sell the car sort of on one side of the street, and then you have to go to the other side of the street to close the deal, customers included.
But Vanessa, there's got to be a safer way, I think, is all we're saying. Because
customers included? Yeah, we kind of had to cross the street, so we had the option of going down to the, I think you said there was a crosswalk about a half block down, or you could dart across and take
your chances. Okay, so can I ask you were a customer?
Yes.
And did you dart across, or did you use the crosswalk?
We darted once, we used the crosswalk.
Oh my God, Vanessa!
We were feeling lucky.
Oh my God!
Clearly.
Were you buying a hearse, honey? Don't do that.
No, no, it was all okay. But I get it, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Be well.
Look, I'm no lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good idea for a business to do. It's just not any business. I'm not saying, because I've seen further down on Shawnee Mission Parkway, people are doing it.
Now,
Do we need to build, what do they call those to save the animals from going across the highway?
A bridge.
Right. Sam.
A bridge.
My God, I missed you. You know what I'm talking about.
I know, a bridge.
In certain communities, like Colorado has done this. They build this thing over the highway, and the deer somehow know to use that thing instead of darting across.
Right. What do they call that?
Apparently they call it a bridge, but that's not what they call it. What do you call that thing?
That's exactly what they call it.
Call that thing animals cross over to not get hit by a car.
Dude, the dry deadpan was absolutely perfect.
It is called a wildlife crossing
bridge. Chris in Blue Springs. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hey,
Chris, hang on for just a second. Can you cue that back up?
No, I'm
so
good.
After Chris,
you know
is
what
done
I
sharing.
Meant. It's called a wildlife crossing
bridge.
Go ahead, Chris.
Chris, go ahead.
I kind of caught the last piece of your segment, and I can actually speak to striking and killing someone and totally it not being at fault, but man. Turns your world upside down.
Oh, Chris, my God, I am sorry.
This did happen to you.
It did. It did.
Oh, brother.
And I wasn't at fault, but then you can get sued. It just, I mean, it opens up a whole can of worms. And my accident was several years ago, and I won't get into it, but you just just the extra second or 5 seconds or 8 seconds can just make such a difference in your life that I make sure that my children are very cautious.
Yep, 10 and 2.
Does a day go by that you don't think about it?
No, it doesn't. And to this day, I still weekly visit with a therapist. And
yep.
And the biggest thing for me has been flashbacks. And so if I'm driving on a road and a car comes up off of a side street, I tense up because I'm thinking they're going to pull out in front of me. And
yep.
So, and the one detail I will share, mine happened on a 3-lane highway. It was late at night, and I was in the middle lane when it occurred. And you would think that municipalities would consider those things. Extra sidewalks here in Blue Springs on 7 Highway. We have segments without a sidewalk, and you see people walking in a bike lane, and that seems like an awful big risk to me. You would think that municipalities would want to provide their whatever you
citizens,
want to call
it. Citizens,
yeah. Yeah, with something. So, but I get it. The when the cities were built, that type of planning wasn't available, and now we have to. So, anyway.
Chris, I'm so sorry that happened to you, but I'm also very appreciative of your willingness to share that story with our listeners, truly.
Well, and I will say in part of my processing with that through my church family and whatnot, I found two or three other people that the same situation had happened to them, something beyond. And I wouldn't have known that by sharing it. And sharing it kind of helps me process it. But I was surprised to find out that other people in the same stretch of highway had a similar situation that occurred. Same thing like this.
And the trauma that leaves behind for everybody involved, Chris, I cannot even imagine. And we are so sorry.
Chris, thank you for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Evan in Raytown. Evan, hello.
Hi there. It's not just that intersection. Trust me. I live between 87th and Bannister Road down in South Kansas City. I regularly travel Blue Ridge Parkway.
Yeah.
Or the cutoff or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be about 3-4 months ago, I'm driving north on that parkway, and there is a person walking in the middle of the right-hand northbound traffic lane wearing all black.
Oh,
I missed them by a whisker.
Mm.
I don't think you could have put a piece of paper in between me and them.
Wow.
Yeah. And 3 o'clock in the morning, all black, walking straight down the middle of the right-hand lane.
Yep.
Mm. Well, thank God you didn't hit him.
And Evan, this is the other thing.
Exactly.
This is the other thing I've told my kids about this, too. This is why you really anymore can't even have a beer and get behind the wheel of a car.
Nope.
Because, you know, Evan could have hit that person. You could have hit that person. I could have hit that person. It's nobody's fault. Somebody's walking down the middle of the road. But my God, you've had a beer, and now all of a sudden it's a DUI manslaughter when you're going, now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone would have hit that person.
And there are portions of Shawnee Mission Parkway, for example, and we're just using that as the example
for
this topic. There are portions, you know, farther out west, especially when you get west of Flum, there is no sidewalk.
Nope.
At all. Once it goes up to 55 miles per hour, it is, in essence, a highway.
Right, but yeah, that says there's no sidewalk because you're not supposed to be walking alongside it, let alone across it.
But Dana, I drive that roadway every single day of my life, and I will see people who are walking down Shawnee Mission Parkway in the parkway. I guarantee, I'll count tonight when I'm driving home how many people are just walking down the parkway. I see it every single day of my life, and twice on a Sunday. Telephone number here. What do you got, Sam?
Oh, yeah. Do we need to build, what do they call those to save the animals from going across the highway?
A bridge.
Right.
Still funny. It's a bridge.
It's called a wildlife crossing.
No, it's a
bridge.
It's called a bridge. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana Parks. Oh, don't forget to check out our podcast. The Dana Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. Story here from NBC News. Disney's ESPN and Fox are teaming up to offer their upcoming direct-to-consumer streaming services as a bundle, the company's announcing earlier today. The move comes as media companies look to nab more consumers for their streaming alternatives and then draw them in with sports in particular. Last week, both companies announced additional details about the new streaming options. ESPN streaming service, which has the same name as the TV network, and Fox's Fox One will each launch on August 21st ahead of the college football and NFL seasons. By the way, the bundled apps will be available beginning October 2nd for $39.99 a month.
I hate to recycle the same old jokes over and over again, but I will for a moment. Next, they should merge with Paramount, and we can sell one group and call it cable.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. See, we all bought into this streaming. It's going to save us money, they said. You're only going to need to spend about $40 a month, they said.
But now you can bundle four of the top major production companies one bundle?
But see, I still want YouTube TV, which is, what, 60-something bucks a month? Because I watch way too much cable news, and I want the local channels. So there's 60-something bucks a month, boom, right there. And then we also have Amazon Prime. We have Peacock. We have Netflix. Now I'm spending more than I ever did on cable.
Did you see Patrick Mahomes' own mother, Randy Mahomes, this last week, went on Twitter to express her frustration that she could not watch the Chiefs preseason game against the Arizona Cardinals due to a broadcast blackout.
Really?
Yeah. And then over the weekend, we don't know if she was here, if she was in Tyler, Texas. Over the weekend, we were at an establishment trying to watch the Royals game, and my goodness, they were having trouble finding it because it's usually just on cable.
Yep.
And this weekend, you had to find it on, I think it was Roku TV. They eventually found it, but it was this like, wait, how? Where is it? What are we doing?
It's getting ridiculous.
And if I wanted to watch the Royals, there's another, you know, and listen, I'd love to sit down and watch the Royals every
night. DirecTV, baby.
Well, yeah. You either get DirecTV or you have to get the whatever. I can't remember what the name of the app is now. It used to be Bally's, but that's $20 a month.
Yep. Someone said if Randy Mahomes was in Texas because the Cowboys game was on, that maybe, and my mom and dad run into this because they're down south. If the Chiefs game is on or anything they want to watch that's Kansas City centric, it will get booted for like a New Orleans Saints game, which you sure understand. Like regionally, they've got to play to their base too.
Well, but your parents could also buy.
Hell hath no fury like my mother when she cannot find Patrick Mahomes on TV.
Well, but you can get like the NFL zone or
end
zone
or
whatever it's called.
I think that's what they ended up doing.
And then they literally put every single game on.
Red zone.
In the red zone. That is in the red zone.
Where is the red zone?
Yeah. In the red zone.
Okay.
How many yards out is the red zone?
It's like 15.
It's about a bridge away.
10.
Nope.
20.
Yep.
It's in that.
It's in the red zone.
Red zone.
By the way, if you didn't want the bundle of ESPN and Fox One, they can sell it to you separately. Fox One, this is an app. $29.99 a month.
Oh, yeah.
ESPN is $19.99 a month.
Yeah.
I want my cable back.
We've gone full circle.
Good grief.
Netflix didn't know what they were starting all those years ago.
No, they didn't, did they? Damage assessments are continuing at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln after powerful straight-line winds tore the roof off of two dorm-style housing units at the facility over the weekend. We didn't break out. They let us out.
God wanted us to leave.
Officials with the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said the extensive damage occurred at 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and dramatic security camera video shows the moment that the incident happened. No injuries. Okay. Staff moved 250 inmates to the gym.
Made headcount. Interesting.
And other available housing at the Nebraska State Penitentiary.
I mean, in the middle of a storm like that, you're like, yeah, I'll stay here. I'm good.
Welcome back, Sam.
Yeah. Glad you're back. Logan and Minders did great, but we're glad you're back. It's nice to have the band back together.
It's called a bridge.
It's called a bridge. What do you call that, Sam? A bridge. Chris Hemsworth is 42 today. And podcaster Joe Rogan is 58.
Oh, wow.
We got to run. Bonus hour is coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.